Blog Talk Radio.
Checking, you know. How you feeling?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, had a long day, but I'm all right. I'm all right. you know. Have you watched? Oh God, what did I say? Oh my God, I forgot the song. I mean, forgot the movie or the show. Oh, King of Tulsa.
No, I have not.
You've been working, huh? You ain't. What you been watching? Yeah. Anything?
I have not watched anything.
Okay.
But listen, let me tell you something.
Okay.
So, as far as the movies that we mentioned in the last show, I have not. But in the event that I am in the living room and I happen to doze on a movie, it's because I'm watching, what do they call them? Nollywood movies?
Yes, okay.
So, and for y'all, all of y'all who don't know what Nollywood is, it's the movies that are made in Nigeria or Africa or however you want to put it. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
I would like to go to Nigeria and star in a movie. I can do it.
Yes. I believe I could do it, too. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. You can have your own movie. But
girl.
I can do it. I mean, I can do it because they do not discriminate, period.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. And you know, America's beauty and leading lady, you know, has to look a certain way, be a certain height, be, you know, it's all these stipulations to be, you know, the have the starring role. But
right.
I watch myself on those movies because I could get caught up the whole day on those movies. I'm not lying to you. I just finished watching. I don't know if you saw this one, but it's called Your Play. No, not that. I'm looking at my site. A Sunday Affair. Okay. I need you to watch that one. It's on Netflix. Huh?
Okay. I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Listen, I spent a whole day, Zam. I understand because I spent a whole day and I came out of it talking, you know, the girls come and say, what do you want? They was like, Mama, you've been watching? Yes. Yes, I have. I have been watching.
They are so dramatic.
I love
so
it.
Dramatic.
I love it.
It's the men that are dramatic as well.
Yeah, oh,
everything,
yeah. Oh, my goodness. You breaking all up. I can barely hear you.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, there you are.
Better you are.
Yeah, that's fine. So, what was the last one you watched?
I think it was Wedding Party 2. This couple got married. The dude was from a very rich family, and the girl was from a not so very rich family. There were differences in the foods that they chose to serve. The very rich family, you know, they had their idea of food. It was catered by, you know, the elite, whatever, chef or whatever, and then the not so rich family that had the aunties and cousins bring in a big old pot of food that they, you know, that their normal, regular, everyday food and everything. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, I gotta watch it. You know, the series that's kind of like this is Christmas Wedding or Christmas something. I got to look up the name of it, but it is hilarious. It's like every year around Christmas, they do a whole nother.
Wait a minute. Is this the one with the, what's the sheep's name, Jemiah?
Yeah.
I think it had a lamb or a sheep in it.
Yeah, that yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the uncle was holding on to.
Hold on. What was? It was How to Ruin Christmas.
That's
that
great.
How to Ruin. That's what it was.
Yes, that's it. That is it. Oh my God! I watched. I think it's like three of them.
Yeah. Because my daughter loves. She laughs like crazy every time. Because she remembers because they named the sheep something, and she remembers what they named the sheep, and she just falls out every time.
Mm.
But yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
and
I love.
There's also a series where I can't think of the name of it, and it's a more. I think it came out last year, and I can't think of the name of it. But this very rich man dies, and he was married, but he wasn't illegitimate, but he was married to her mom. He divorced her mom and left her and her brother.
Oh,
her
Riches?
Mom. Yes. Oh.
Girl.
That was
good.
And I'm waiting on the next season because there has to be.
That is good, girl. Oh, my God. I know I had to lose at least 2 days. Just... because I had to see the next one. Then I had to, hold on. I got to, you know, I'm not proud, you know, of my addiction. I'm not proud of it. But it is what it is.
I'm not going to stop when I get ready.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's not a
when I get ready. I could stop at any time. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I found myself sleep on the couch with the remote in my hand. Listen, and I know y'all saying I need help, but listen, not really. I fell asleep, you know?
You better
than
me.
That's a normal thing. Look, okay. I can't hear you if you're still there. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. Now, have you seen Your Place of Mine?
I don't know. Is it a Nollywood?
No. I'm it's a movie with Ashton, whatever his name is. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that played in Sweet Home Alabama. I'm going to always associate her with that. Yeah.
Right. So I have not seen it, but I skimmed across it, but I haven't watched it.
Okay, so I'm going to say this since you haven't. I'm going to say this. He's grown. You know, he has played in movies, and I've always just seen him as the dude from, you know, that did Punk'd, you know, or that 70s show. Never could take him serious. Yeah.
Immature, younger.
Yeah. So he was in that movie, and sometimes I couldn't even tell it was, you know. So I was like, okay, he grown now. You know, we could tell the tale of his, you know, marriage to Bruce Willis' wife, Demi Moore. But he looked grown. I was okay. I said, okay, I can watch this. Mm-hmm. So when you see it, then we'll chop it up. Now, okay, what about this one? Have you seen We Have a Ghost?
No.
Oh, let me see. Oh, my God. Let me see if I can find another one. We talked about toxic masculinity last week, didn't we?
In regards to what? Because it's been a couple of weeks. You know, my mind.
I think we talked about... how they are talking about, or maybe we didn't. I think I blogged it. But after the Grammys, they put a picture of, you know, that magazine cover that had Rihanna and her husband on it. or her, I don't know if she's married, but Rihanna and the guy she's with and their baby. She was in front. Did we talk about this?
No.
Okay, she was in front, and he was behind her holding the baby and had, I think he was holding her hand or something. And so people went to, you know, the internet and started saying this is a classic case of a woman being masculine and a man being feminine.
Because she was in front.
Well, I laughed at it because it's a magazine cover about her. I don't understand. Hey, you know what? Hold on. Let me. Hey, young man. I mean, young girl. I'm back. Sorry. So they are saying that that's what's going on in the world now. Women are masculine and men are feminine. Now, mind you, this is coming from
So did he give birth to the baby?
No, he didn't give birth.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, I don't understand.
I'm confused.
They say Sierra is masculine. Who else did they say is masculine? You know, a couple of other people said masculine.
So I know how to change light bulbs. Is that masculine? Does that make me masculine?
Yes, Zam. Yes. If you take, let me tell you something. If you take your trash.
Hey,
excuse me. Yoshi. Listen, I need you to shut up. Okay. I need you to be quiet. She ain't going to stop. Hey. Oh, she wants your ice cream. Okay, Yoshi, I feel you. That butter pecan will do it to you. Yes, ma'am, if you take your own trash out, you're a woman. No, okay, let me go here. Let me put it like this, because I've had this discussion with a couple of people, a couple of dudes anyway, and women. And I said, so what is a woman supposed to do? And this Negro told me that when he comes into the picture, she needs to know how to humble herself down and let him help. I said, okay, first of all, there's something wrong with your statement. There's something wrong. Because there is no way I'm going to go to school or get a good job, get my own house. I'm driving my own car. You get what I'm saying? And a man didn't teach me how to drive it. You get what I'm saying? I think a man did, though. But it wasn't because he was a man. It was because that was his job, you know. Anyway, so you're telling me I'm supposed to act as though I know nothing so that you can feel as though you are a man. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I said, so what you expect women to do? You want them to stay in the house with their mama until they 35, 40, till you and wait for somebody to. What year are we in? What century are we in? Okay. All right. I'm calm.
Well, I guess.
I don't understand.
So I can't, if I see something going on, if my headlight is out and I go somewhere and I then
supposed
to wait until a man can change it for me?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Oh, so let's say your husband is out of town, work out of town for 2 weeks, and then he comes. So you telling me I got to park, drive it at night for 2 weeks?
Yeah, if your car break down on the side of the road, ma'am, and your husband ain't in town, you got to sit on the side of the road. You need to come. Until he get back. Because that's what makes him a man. That's what makes him a man.
And some of y'all may be like, not like that. You know, that sounds crazy. Well, that's my whole point.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
You get in where you fit in. You do what you can either way. There is no bigger than you and smaller than I am in a relationship. I'm not going to say it's 50, but everybody, both parties are supposed to put in the same effort.
Right.
Get what you fit in.
And my thing is, too, it's women that can't cook, but men that can cook, you know, and they didn't come together off of who would wash the dishes and who wouldn't. They didn't care nothing about that. My God, it amazes me. The one lady said that women are not feminine anymore because everything that the man is supposed to do, they're doing. I said, excuse me, tell me what the man is supposed to do. He's supposed to provide. I say, let's be honest now. In the time we live in, both people need to be working. You know, both people in relationship have to work because the cost of living is not the same as it was in 1925. You know?
No, it's not. Definitely not.
And you won't. The cost of eggs alone means that both people got to get a job. I mean, just the cost of eggs. You know, baby, you got to get a job. These eggs cost, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Milk. the price of milk. So I asked her, I said, okay, sincerely, do you work? She said, yes, I work. I said, does your husband work? She said, I'm not married. Does your man work? She said, I don't have a man. I said, so why are we listening to what you're saying? You don't even have results. You don't have results. You know, you may have receipts, but you don't have results. That's two different things. You know?
Mm.
Like I tell myself, I'm not telling you how to be with anybody. I'm not in a relationship. All I'm saying is when a man tells me that I'm masculine because I take my trash out, I got a problem with that. I'm not going to let my trash sit in this house until a man shows up to take it out. That's not what I mean. Yes, it is. Yes.
That's just how dumb it sounds. You're taking it out.
So we need
to know. That's the context that you put.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have same-sex relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's just supposed to do nothing. Everybody's just supposed to sit there, trash. Nobody cooks. Nobody takes out the trash. Nobody goes to work. Nobody, you know, it's like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. See,
so
and then my thing is
the whole theory.
And my thing is now, I'm not gonna lie. I love to say, okay, I love my man, blah blah blah. I love that whole talk, but we gotta grow up. I mean, it's like this dude told me. He said, I don't believe in women preachers. I said, okay. That's fine. But if you pray and ask God for something and God gives me the answer, you're not going to receive it because I'm a woman? Well, no, I can't, you know, you're trying to come against. Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. And
like,
you know,
when
I was younger, that statement, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm like, shit, yes, I can.
Yes,
I
you
did.
Can.
But that's not what it means. It means that you can't hold your cake in your hand and hold it and eat it too and still have it. Because once you eat it, you know, so you can't have it both ways.
Hmm. It amazes me. And people say, well, you're a preacher and you're talking like that. I said, listen, the Bible was written in a time when people were living in huts and clay houses. We don't live in a Hudson Clay house. Come on now. Come on, I need you to get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we can read now. You know what I'm saying? We are not living. The husband is not out killing, you know, a fatted calf and all this kind of stuff. He goes to the store to buy lamb. You know, you get what I'm saying? He, you know, except the farmers, you know, the farmers farm. But he can go to the store or, you know, You can go to the city. It doesn't matter. I don't understand why we do this, what they call gender role thing. Why do we do it? Why do we do it?
Okay, so go ahead.
I was going to say, so you ain't going to marry the love of your life because she can't cook. For real? For real, with all this YouTube and Patty, and maybe that's just not something she do. Cause,
and not only
you know,
that,
but
she got a job making good money. She could pay somebody to do that.
She could pay somebody. Zam, in our family, we have women that could take apart engines, build houses. Come on now. Come on now.
Wire houses. Wire anything.
First thing,
you have bozos practicing bozoism. So they study they study bozoology. That's what they study, the nonsense. But at the bottom of everything, the bottom line, mind your damn business.
Mind your business.
Trash or my husband takes out the trash, ain't your business. It don't pay your bills. That's at the end of the day. That's what every contradiction, every issue that somebody has with anything, everything comes down to mind your damn business. Child's father posed on the front of a magazine. It don't matter. Mind your business.
Mind your
business. On that magazine has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you.
Everything that you're doing because you don't have a life. You don't have anything else to do. So all you have to do is sit and watch people and discuss other people's lives, which has nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Hey, listen. I mean,
my daughter. Definitely your niece.
Listen, I just want to say this to you guys because, first of all, the main people that talks about what's feminine, what's masculine, if I jump into this gender role thing, let me just jump in and ask. And just, I don't know if they call it devil's advocate or whatever you want to call it. If we want to say what's feminine, you may say crying is feminine, whining is feminine, yapping. Y'all know how y'all be trying to characterize women.
Being emotional, period.
So I'm going to say this, and I know somebody's going to pick it up on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen. But it's more men crying today than it is women. It's more men staying home with children than it is women. Women are working now and doing what they do, you know, making something of themselves. And I just want to say this. Just admit that you're not able to handle a woman like that. Don't try to dismiss it with saying that she's masculine. Just come out and say, like the feminine man you are, say that you can't handle it. And it's okay. It's a lot of men can't handle it.
Yeah, and there are women out there for them.
That's it right there.
What they're looking for.
Listen, and that's what I say in life, especially when divorce happens. And people say I'm very sarcastic, and I mean, I'm not mean. I just believe it's something, someone for everybody. That's my thing. It's someone for everybody. Yep. And if I'm not the one for you, you don't have to try to tear me down by saying different. Just move on. You probably have already moved on. You know?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. The man stay at home and take care of the kids while the wife is out. And see, y'all say it like this. Oh, she's out being the breadwinner. Do you know the cost of bread has went up? Come on now. Cost of bread has went up, and we got to say, baby, if you can win the bread, because right now my check can't win it, then guess what? Win it. Win the bread. Win the bread. And it all comes down to a better quality of life for us both. See, when we understand that we're in this together, a lot of stuff wouldn't be happening in these households.
Yeah.
It's crazy madness.
Together, I mean, you gotta be. And if you're not on the same, sit down and figure that shit out.
Figure it out. It's the question. And I listen.
Stop worrying about what people outside your house think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a killer right there. That's a marriage killer right there. Not just a marriage killer, a relationship killer. Because you got to have a relationship before you get married, you know. I'm just being real. Some of y'all don't need to ever get married again. I pick me. I raise my hand. But listen. A relationship killer. Now, I want to help y'all decipher these different voices, man, that be talking into your relationship. Because you got haters. Some of your friends are haters. Some of your closest friends are haters. And they ain't haters because you know, they were raised like that. They haters because they don't know how to be an adult like you are. You get what I'm saying? They're jealous. They're haters. And I know somebody's mad at me right now, but listen, we'll call it what it is. They're looking at you. This is how jealous people are. They look at you. They see what they, you know, they feel like, I should have been where you are. This is how haters think. I should have been where you are. And instead of them saying it, it comes out through their pores. So now everything you do, they got some negative to say. I'm talking about relationship killers. And instead of you chin checking and blocking this person, getting this person out your life, you decide, I'm going to try to play basketball with this hate on my team. It's not going to work.
No.
They're going to throw the ball in the wrong basket. You're going to pass it to them. They're going to go left when they're supposed to go right. I'm just trying to help you understand what's happening. You can't have negative folk. Men are the messiest beings on earth. I don't care what y'all say. Men, they always say women are messy, but men are the messiest. They created the barbershop so they could talk noise, okay? The gym, they're talking noise, okay? On the cut, they're talking noise. At the liquor store, that's the cut. Right on the corner, you see a whole bunch of people. Yes, they're talking noise. I'm telling you, men are the messiest. Man, my wife, man, she went and bought this grill. Now, he's a punk because why didn't you just say something to her about the grill? Why are you telling this dude about the – anyway. I'm just telling you, haters, man, you have to be careful who you have around your relationship, around your, I told this lady, I say, she said her husband came home from work, her homegirl was sitting around the house and talking crazy to her husband. I said, that's your fault. How is it my fault that she was talking crazy to my husband? I say, did you hear what you said? So your homegirl can sit there and tell your husband that he's sorry. Whose problem is that? Ain't your husband problem? Well, you your husband problem. Your problem is a friend.
Right.
Oh, whatever kind of friend it is. That's your problem right there, the one sitting up in your house.
Yeah.
She's a hater. 9 times out of 10, she ain't got no man, or a man is mad at her. He out drinking on the cut. So she over at your house trying to turn your house upside down like her is. Y'all better stop playing around like this. Okay, Zam, I'm done. I'm just trying to help people.
I mean, that's just what it is. And so quick nowadays to just post up on social media. They're always posting, you know, we going here, we doing this, we doing that. People on the outside looking in think you got all of this and all of that. And immediately, that's their thing.
Yep.
You know, they want what you have. And if they can't have it, then they destroy what you have.
Huh.
And what do you do?
Come on
now.
You
just be right into it. So instead of talking to the person you have the problem with, which is your relationship person, you go outside and you talk to your quote-unquote friend. And you telling your friend everything she needs to know or everything he needs to know to move in and get what you have, which is what they think they want. So it's just the way to do things. And at the end of the day, mind your business. And don't tell your business. And if you feel like you have to tell your business, get a therapist. You know
what
I'm
saying? Get a therapist. Get a therapist or talk to yourself in the kitchen while you're cooking. You understand me? Listen.
Yeah, you're going to end up needing a therapist. Talk to a priest. Don't talk to your family members. Don't talk to these people that you dub as your best friend or homeboy or none of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It takes a lot to get the title of being a friend.
Yeah.
You got to go through some.
I know that's right. Baby, I don't care. Look, people be talking about you ain't got no friends. I got one. That's it. I don't need a bunch. I don't. I learned this. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give y'all a scenario. I got married at 21, and 2 years into the marriage, we ended up homeless and living in a shelter, the Star Hope. Okay, so we're in the Star Hope. I'm teaching Bible studies. I was young. I was stupid. Real stupid. Anyway, let's move on. So we come out of the Star Hope into a brand, you know, a beautiful apartment, two bedroom. So me, and this is why I always say, like, hey, I'm learning my lesson, but I'm telling y'all what happened. So this girl that was living in the shelter with her two kids, we just friends. That's why you can't call everybody your friend. You got to, you know, anyway. So I tell her, I say, we not coming out the shelter, and you ain't coming out the shelter, so you come stay with us. Am I dumb? I almost cussed, but I ain't gonna say. You come stay with us. So in the morning, my husband would take her to drop her kids off at the school, right? Oh, I'm mm-hmm. cooking, vacuuming, watching the news, because I watch the news every morning, and cleaning up and just excited, ready to pray when they get back so we get. Let me tell you something. Later on, I found out she confronts me and tells me that she's in love with my husband. That's real life, y'all. This ain't no movie. She stood flat foot in my apartment, the house that I let her come. I had my ivories on the TV. I missed some ivories. And she stood in my face. Now, most of y'all don't know me. Back then, I wasn't really that safe. I was a little safe. I was a little. So I walked towards the dining room. So I'm a short lady. I walked towards the dining room. He comes up the stairs and he comes in. He don't know what's going on. So people think I should have jumped on her. I didn't jump. I come from around the dining room. I had made a whole circle. I come around the dining room table. I jump on the arm of the couch, go fly across the room on this dude, right? I'm going off. Okay. So after he left, because he was like, I'm getting out of there. I'm leaving. What up? Okay. So now watch this. Because you also got to understand that people will show you what they think of you or, you know. So she didn't leave with him. Show y'all what she did. This is why I had to call out. Because I could jump on him. She walks past me down the hall and go in her room or the room, whatever. So I'm standing there. I knew enough to pray. You know, I wasn't that safe. So I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please remove this lady from my house. And I'm telling you, not even 5 minutes later, the lady coming out with her bags and the ragged, her children. And she's going down the stairs, okay? So I don't know where the husband went. I know he ran somewhere. He probably some other girl he was messing with in the apartments. I don't know. But my point is, you cannot. You cannot invite everybody into your house. I'm sorry.
If you are in a relationship,
My God.
You invite nobody.
Nobody. Oh, God. Help me.
Your sister, your cousin. None of them.
Come on, because they come in your house. Listen, I don't know who listening, but you got somebody in your house probably. Look, they going to be in the kitchen. You going to be asleep. He going to go lock the doors around the house. She laying in there on the couch. She watching. Come on. You gotta have some wisdom. Y'all get a place together, all that. Nobody, like, come on. We're just trying to help y'all. I'm just trying to give you some good information. I can give you several stories off of this marriage I was in at 21. Several stories. We'll do a series on it. We'll do a series on it so y'all can, get more on that. I ought to go ahead and write the book. It'll help a lot of y'all get out of some of these relationships you didn't have no business in the first place. Because I know it ain't just me. Come on.
Which takes us back to the very first shows we did. Everybody's not meant to stay in your life. Some people are meant to come through and keep it pushing because there's a lesson you need to learn.
Yes. Yes. And please learn the lesson. Because the lesson will keep coming back till you learn it. It'll keep on meeting you.
Yep.
Till you learn it. Till you learn it.
But once you learn it, you've learned it, and you can move on.
And you can move on. I was just, Sam, I was just talking to this person because, you know, God gave me my own place and all this kind of stuff. It's really a fun situation, but this person was like, oh, I'm thinking about going back, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, he showed me that he changed. I said, you know what? I said, Wakanda forever. I told her, I said, listen, people know how to be what you, they know how to act to get you back. Okay. They'll do it for 6 months. They'll be different for 6 months. They'll do what they need to do to get you back. But as soon as you get back into the hellhole, that's all it's going to be. It's going to be worse, really. Because they already know you'll come back to this. You see what I'm saying? All I got to do is buy you some flowers, purchase you a car. Then I could just mess you up. You might leave, but it'll be for a little while. But you'll come back. Oh, no. Oh, no. A lot of y'all, God, look, then got y'all out of some stuff. Let me say this. You, like my, let me tell y'all about sister. This is the word she told me, and I was never the same again. You're stronger than you think you are. You're stronger than you think you are, okay? Why? Because your mind jacked up. Your mind will tell you, no, you need him to buy you some bread, and you need your clothes, and you don't want some other woman going to be sitting on your couch. Take the couch with you. Take the couch. You don't want to take the couch. Oh, somebody else going to be in the bed. Take the bed. Take the bed. Take it. Shoot. Because if it's the bed you're going back for, you should have brought it with. Take the bed. Take it. You don't want nobody else, no other woman in the car. Take the car. Just take it. Whatever it is you think gonna make you come back, take it with you. If you can't take it with you, then get over it and get a new one.
Yep.
But ain't nothing worth staying in there. Nothing. Listen, my ex say, marry me again. We never was married. We never was. Well, then marry me. Then marry me for real. The devil is a lie, you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Oh, man. I be tripping, y'all. But I be telling y'all the truth, though. My daddy said something to me. He said, life is like a box of chocolates. So you never know. You never know what you're going to get. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Then he turned around when I hadn't got out that relationship with that man. He said, stupid is.
And
oh my God. Help me God. Oh, help me God. I'm just saying. Just saying, y'all. I hope we said something today that'll help you. Because I'm telling you right now, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it, Miss City.
Not at all.
Not at all. It ain't worth it. And I know you trying to hold on. It ain't worth it. Oh, my God. Okay. This has been a great, great show. A great show. We might get the opportunity. I don't really want to talk about masculine, feminine. Somebody called me masculine. And I was like, not the way I decorated my house. I can't be masculine. But anyway, it's all good. Sam, you want to say something before we get off of here?
I'm going to stick with the main subject. Mind your damn business.
Mind your business. Myopia.
And since you brought it up, you are stronger than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I don't care what you say, all the obstacles that they say, you can't do this because you do this. You can't do this because you have this many kids and you by yourself. You can't do this by yourself. You can't, you know, you don't have a good paying job. You know, you don't have to trust me. Mm. You are a lot stronger than you think.
Especially
if you have kids, because you do, when you have kids and you have other mouths to feed and other people to take care of, not just yourself, if something happens and you need to do it, you'll get it done.
You'll get it done.
You will get it done. And you'd be surprised how many people you have on your corner or in your corner to help you.
Mhm.
So, mind your business and you're a lot stronger than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna leave you on that note because I'm just going to add something to that one because it's true. When you're getting out of something, don't be thinking about the vacations y'all took. Think about when he cussed you out. Think about when he threw you out on the side of the street. Think about when he locked you out, when he clowned you in front. Think about the bad times. We had a good vacation, girl. Remember
and
what he did to you.
And remember, that goes both ways. So, because some women too.
Yes, Lord.
And then you have guys out there that are doing their best, who are doing, like, above and beyond. And they get browsed. They get, you know, handled rough and all that stuff too. So, in any relationship that you're in and you're being demeaned
mm-hmm.
and make you feel less of the person you are,
mm-hmm.
all of this is for you. Just take it in and apply it.
That's right.
Hey,
we're not
perfect, not by any means. But I've learned a long time ago, don't just learn from your mistakes, learn from other people's mistakes.
My Lord.
So if they when they tell you something that they've been through that, and so that's the key to you to say, you know what, I'm not gonna do that shit.
Yeah,
or, you know what,
I ain't gonna go through that.
Let me try something different.
Mhm.
You know. So.
No, that's right, y'all. Just telling y'all, man. All right, we've had a good show. I want you to remember what a cook say, be a family no matter what, all right? And family is love. We love y'all. If you're feminine, masculine, if you whatever you are. Do your thing. Bye-bye. We got to go.
Yeah.